We're doing the laws of Shema, and okay, we'll start with Halacha Yudchet, the 14th chapter, the 18th Halacha. Hakorei Kriyat Shema, do I read the Hebrew or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
One who reads Shema lo yomos beinav. He shouldn't make all kinds of signs with his eyes. That's not respectful for the Shema. Lo yikrotz bisfatav, nor should he make signs with his lips. Psst, psst. You know, all those signs that you hear in the lunchroom, all of that you shouldn't be doing during Shema. Velo yireh be'etzbotav, nor should he make a sign with his fingers. You know how guys do that? That's not respectful for the Shema. V'parsha Rishona, at least in the first chapter, she ikar kablat ol mochut shamayim. That's the prime time when we're accepting the yoke of heaven. U'parsha shniya rashay le'umos le'dvar mitzvah bilvad. And in the second parsha, you'd be allowed to signal if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. In the first parsha, we say, consider yourself, you're standing before God. So the first parsha, we're more careful. We say, I'm accepting the yoke of heaven upon myself. So then, even for the sake of a mitzvah, we say, don't do it that way. Don't signal anything. The second parsha, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, then one would be allowed to signal with his hands or whatever. If someone was up to the pasuk, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, and he's tapeking me b'parsha shnoa, b'parsha shnia. And suddenly he zones in. He's been traveling the worlds as he's reading Shema. And suddenly he focuses and he says, gee, where am I up to? The first parasha or the second parasha? And he doesn't know, he's not sure how to continue. Where is he holding? So then, we say, go back to the first parasha. Because that way you have yourself covered. Worst comes to worst. You'll repeat. But let's say he is reading, he's already running beyond, his lips just guided him, he's not sure where he was up to, but he finds himself in the man yirbu, and he asks himself, wait a second, did I get it right, or did I confuse it? Did I skip the whole Shema, skip to the last, so then, we say you don't have to go back, we assume your lips know where they're going. If your lips led you there, if you find yourself holding by the end, so you could assume they said it right, shemina stam kedach hergelo kara laseda. We assume that your lips went according to what you're used to. Now, that assumes that you have a normal thing that you're used to. Sometimes guys come to Machon Meir, they read Shema, they have a decent memory, and after 15 times reading Shema, they start reading by heart. So really, till the end of one's days, one should get used to reading from inside, pointing to each word. But sometimes guys don't do that. And then you can't really say that he's so used to it that he didn't skip anything. So I don't know if this would apply to that. This halacha, even though it's a Gemara, this halacha, I think it's assuming a guy's already practiced for a few years, he's been reading Shema, he knows he gets it right, he says it 3 or 4 times a day. That's a different story. but that's the halacha. Just 1 second. We'll pause here. Okay, Shukrach.